Today is Wednesday, November 26th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented the proposed 2026 city budget. It shows revenue increases by 7.1%, or $724,656, from $10.1 million to $10.9 million. Expenses increase 2.5%, or $267,628, from $10.7 million to $11 million. The tax levy will increase by $3,302, from $2,332,552 to $2,335,854. Wage and benefit changes for 2026 include an increase of 2.75% for city employees, 6% for a represented police officer, an increase of 14% for health insurance, and a WRS average of 1%. Department changes include the dissolution of the tourism department, the closure of the landfill transfer station, and a hiring freeze for the clerk and zoning administrator. It was noted that many see a large increase in their property assessment, but it does not mean their taxes will increase as much. Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that his assessment went up 87%, but his tax increase went up less than 15%. Also remembered that taxes collected go to the schools, county, and city. The council approved the budget unanimously. Highways are packed today as people travel for Thanksgiving. AAA says the busiest time on Wisconsin roads today is from now to 8. But they say tomorrow there should be very little traffic. If you're headed home by car on Sunday, there are supposed to be tons of cars on the road all day long. Remember, you can check the 511 website for live traffic updates. Airports will likely be swamped. The TSA says they're expecting Sunday to be their busiest day of the year so far, and it could be their busiest day ever. If you were planning on heading to far northern Wisconsin for Thanksgiving, now may not be the best time. Raymond Newpert reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ketzel Levins says over a foot of snow is predicted for the south shore of Lake Superior.
You're going to get a terrain boost, a lake boost to that snowfall, and it's probably just going to be at a falling at a rate where the plows might not be able to keep up.
Levins says there could be as much as 3 feet of snow in parts of Vilas County, including Hurley. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer hunt season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents planning to travel this week. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember the state's move-over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. They should look out for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. Lawsuits over Wisconsin's legislative maps will move forward through a process that's never been used before. Two suits have been made in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. One argues the maps are an anti-competition gerrymander, and the other argues the maps violate the state constitution. Six of Wisconsin's 8 representatives in the House are Republicans. Princeton's gerrymandering project gives Wisconsin districting an F and says there's a, quote, significant Republican advantage to the state maps. Now the Supreme Court has ordered that the cases will be heard by separate 3-judge panels. That's according to a law Republicans passed in 2011 that's never been used before. In these cases, Wisconsin's members of the U.S. House pushed for 2 of the court's 4 liberal justices to rescue themselves, Janet Protasiewicz and Susan Crawford. But they said no and ruled their colleagues in sending these cases to those 3-judge panels. A Wisconsin woman who almost killed her 6th-grade classmate to please horror character Slender Man and then fled her group home won't fight extradition from Illinois. A Cook County Court spokesperson says Morgan Geiser made the move Tuesday during a hearing. Wisconsin authorities now have 30 days during a hearing. Wisconsin authorities now have 30 days to pick her up and bring her back to the state. Geiser nearly stabbed a 12-year-old classmate to death in 2014 to please Slender Man. Now 23 years old, she was released from a mental institution in September and placed in a group home, but ran away on Saturday. She and a 43-year-old companion were arrested in Posen, Illinois, on Sunday. Attorney General Josh Call announces that the U.S. Department of Justice has stated that it will not apply restrictions to crucial Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women's Act services supporting survivors of domestic violence and other crimes. Last month, Attorney General Call and a coalition of 20 other attorney generals sued DOJ over unlawful new conditions and threatened to cut off critical legal services for survivors who could not immediately prove their immigration status. As a result of the lawsuit, DOJ reversed course and indicated that the federal government will not apply the restrictions to states. VOCA victim assistance and VAWA funds, ensuring that survivors can continue to rely on these crucial supports regardless of immigration status. For decades, the VAWA and VOCA programs have enabled states to support survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other violent crimes. These grants fund services such as legal representation for protective orders, custody and visitation matters, child support, housing, and relocation assistance, and victims' right assistance that helps survivors escape abuse and rebuild their lives. VAWA and VOCA also fund rape crisis centers that provide urgent support to victims of sexual assault. Congress designed these programs to reach every eligible survivor, regardless of immigration status, because public safety depends on ensuring that all victims can seek help, report crimes, and rebuild their lives without fear. As a result of the Attorney General's lawsuit, DOJ has taken the position that the challenged restriction cannot and will not be applied to any current VOCA victim assistance or VAWA grant awards. Last week, the Wisconsin State Senate approved a proposed bill aiming to crack down on fake service animals and false documentation for emotional support animals. If signed into law by Governor Tony Evers, the bill would implement a $200 fine for falsely claiming to have a service animal and a $500 fine for providing false documentation for an emotional support animal. Critics say the bill would be impossible to enforce, and a 30-day requirement for an emotional support animal could create an additional barrier for people who really need them. Ahead of Thanksgiving, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is sharing data on changes to the cost of the average Thanksgiving dinner. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the agency conducted a survey on grocery prices for common Thanksgiving food items earlier this month. That survey found that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will be nearly $62 this year, a roughly $4 increase over last year. The survey also covered some of the causes of the higher Thanksgiving dinner prices this year. One of the specific increases this year is the cost of a turkey, which has been affected by the spread of bird flu over the last few months, as well as increased production costs. Those increased production costs include things like fertilizer and labor cost hikes, which have also impacted the price of things like corn and soybeans. Wisconsin Farm Bureau officials are still encouraging residents to purchase their Thanksgiving dinner foods locally to support the state's farmers. The Presbyterian Church in Muscadet will be hosting their annual free Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow starting at 11. Carryouts will also be available. Reservations would be greatly appreciated by calling 608-604-5005. The 15th season of Rotary Lights in the Park gets underway tomorrow night. Tours of the beautiful light displays will be held each night through New Year's Eve. Walkthrough-only tours will be from 6 to 6:45. To take part in the walkthrough tour, please park in the North Park parking lot and then walk across the footbridge lit with blue lights to enter the park. Drive-through-only tours will be from 7 until 9. Drive-through only entry is located at 1100 North Jefferson Street. Backed by popular demand, there will only be drive-through only tours 3 Mondays in December from 6 until 9. The dates will be December 1st, 8th, and 15th. These dates offer the opportunity for visitors to drive through and view the lights earlier in the evening. Also, due to park rules, pets are not allowed within the park area. Please do not bring pets during the walk tour. Instead, have them join you during the drive-through tour. Admission is free. However, a donation of food items to the Richland County Food Pantry or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. To help those in need this holiday season, the Pine Valley Giving Tree is at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Stop by Walsh's Ace, pick one or more tags off of the tree, and take the tags to the register to sign them out. Please return the gifts unwrapped in a gift bag by Friday, December 12th. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Calendar Raffle is Amber Moe. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.